You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening again. I do hope you listened to the first hour. I think it was really riveting as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I'm the best. It sounds like I'm braggadocious, but what I was reading is what I wrote. With a little ad-libbing to make it clear. It's a book. And I'm dedicated from now onwards to country falls into dictatorship or we get free. And the only way we're going to get free is to understand how we are programmed. And if we understand it, it goes away. I mean, when you put my finger right on the sensitive point, which you all tend to protect, cover up. The only way you can deal with your faults is to suppress them or project them on other people so that you demoralize your own children inadvertently and you spoil them. You love them and you drain the life out of them and make them rebels or conformists. Rebels and conformists. It's the only place, the only way you can be. You can't be when you react. You are stuck in conforming or rebelling. And so as a conformist, you got the nature of that which has caused you to conform. You have the nature. You've been separated from the ground of your intuition, that which you were born with. That's called born into sin. You're born into culture, and culture gets into you, and you can't stop it. But you don't lose. You're not sinning. Adam was the first sin. Only one man sinned, and death through sin spreads to the human race. How many times have I said that? So the evidence of that is you had a good thief on the cross and a bad one. And the bad one mocked Jesus from his hell. And the one says, well, we're both thieves. You know, but this man has done nothing. See, Jesus says, I will see you in paradise. It says right at the very end of our lives, if you can recognize the truth. See, he was a thief. His program, he couldn't stop. Couldn't stop. Can't stop being a thief, what you start. You could actually become the thing that caused you to be a thief. See, you can be, but the thief is also a bully, isn't he? Don't you think he's a bully if he takes things from you and get pleasure from it? It's only because he's lost to being able to get it for himself, so to speak. But what does it mean to get things for yourself? It's called selfishness, but there's also another form of that. See, there's a selfishness, then there's a selflessness. And therefore, in the selflessness, you avoid, you eschew looking for love. See, looking for that which makes you better, and basically to feel good about what isn't good, the way you came into the world. It's very, very subtle. But the more stuff you get, the more it drugs you into being less of a person that means more of the stuff. It doesn't matter what the stuff is. It could be sex. It could be violence. It could be eating too much, drinking too much. Anything. Anything that gives you a feeling of worth, every high is a new low. Every high is a new low, but then the consequence of the high appears as terrible anxiety because you're being pulled away and being deformed. You're devolving. Evolution. Not evolution. That's for the animals. So when you respond to pressure, It's the dark side of the force of anybody. Dark side of the force, anybody looking to overcome you and be your boss, to get something from you. So therefore, you'd have to get, when you lose something to someone, you have to turn around and take it from somebody else. That's calling to be doing unto others. See, what was done unto you? And Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's a big thing. It's a big use of things. It's patience and unselfishness. And so you think you lose something if you be that way. No. The more you give of yourself, the more is given to you.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hi, good evening. This is Roy Masters again. My whole hour is devoted to a book with some ad-libbing. I think ad-libbing is very important, and otherwise it gets too dry. Let's read my book. I'll let you get a copy of it. It's Understanding Sexuality, and I'm going to be staying on that subject for a long time to come. But it's going to get more fun, and you're going to understand more, and you're going to become enlightened. And I don't want you to learn, I don't want you to memorize anything. Just listen to what I have to say, and read what you want to read, and then, and if something gives you an epiphany, epiphany can't exist unless it appears to you as a gift, or it appears to you from a person like myself who has what you need. And you can recognize me where I'm coming from, it's a good place, as opposed to a person coming from a bad place. And it feels like a breath of fresh air. And that isn't me. I'm the extension of him. That's all. And it's easy for me, because I don't really have to do anything. I just have to love what comes to me to share with you. And the more I give you, the more I get. See? And that's how I get. I don't get you. I don't build my life on taking from you and pretending to love you and making you love me and give me what I want. No, I don't earn anything. I earn my wings, if you like, to call it that way, by giving of myself. But I don't have a self that I could give to myself. It's my Creator who made me in His image. And He is acting through me all the time and makes everything work for me where it doesn't work for you. Oh, that's my window. All right, so let's take our call. 800-866-8883. Let's make this a call show if you want to. I'm taking a gentleman. He's a veteran, and he has a certain problem. And his name is Wayne. I hope I can use that. Is it okay to call you Wayne?
Yeah.
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
Well, I'm inquisitive tonight because back in 1978, you saved my life. I had been a
Vietnam
veteran.
You've called before. Yes, I've heard you.
Yes.
I recognize you.
Yes, yes. And this last year, I've had a whole ocean of those PTSD problems, and I didn't even know what PTSD meant until about after I was home 10 years, but anyway, the anxiety and the panic and all that, that's all swept back over me this year. And I have meditated since 1978.
Yes.
As the foundation teaches meditation. Mm-hmm. And I have, this last year, I've sat quietly in my own quietness, asked God to hear me speak and to help me understand or hear him speak. I don't know what it is, why it's returned. I read some research papers that says it can lay dormant for years and come back.
Don't let that bother you. That's not shouldn't be that way. Oh, I wish, people like yourself have a deep imprint inside you. And I would appreciate if you would call me anytime you want and not hold back before it takes on a different taste. See what I mean? So I'm glad you called. So let me ask you the question. I hear that it's sort of the symptoms have come back, but you've been with me for a long time. Could you please tell me at what time, how old were you? How far back can you trace it when it first reappeared? Could you do that for me?
When it reappeared about a year ago.
That's it. So you've been doing pretty good up to then, right?
Yes, it's been a great blessing, and my family's been blessed by it as well.
Yes, you see, but you should have called me right away. And I'm here for you, especially veterans suffering this day, because my relationship with veterans is well established, and I just want you not to suffer not one second longer, and I have the knowledge for you now. So 1 year ago, so now, what upset you 1 year ago?
I haven't. I've dwelled on that, and I couldn't tell you. I'm completely lost about it.
Well,
I don't know.
What was the circumstance? There's got to be something you need to see. And you've lost, for a moment, you've lost the ability to see. And you're starting to struggle. So the first thing I'm going to say to you, if you're ever going to want to come back to the progress you were having, you've been tempted by something, you got irritated, and then you tend to lose what you had, little bits, and you feel guilty, but the voice comes back and says you got to fix it for yourself. See, it gave you the wrong idea about what fixing means. The average person, when they do something wrong, and they have a sense of righteousness, a sense of right and wrong, a sense of it, but the dark side of the force will make you take responsibility for it, as if you can hide it or fix it or try to be a better person. You've got to stop the trying. Am I correct?
Yes, what you're saying is sounding a tone with what my situation is.
Yes, now all you have to do, if I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry. Is it okay if I continue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So all you need to do now is recognize you got a little irritated, or something you revisited you from the battleground and jumped up inside you and it upset you a little bit that it was there. And so you missed it. And now the result of that is your problem begins to begin all over again. And so even if the problems are not there anymore, they're inside you. And you've carried the dark side of the force. You've brought the devil home with your experience. You bring the enemy home. That's what it means. The enemy is a thing. See, and you've done very well, but it's still there, and you've got a little round coming now. And the way you deal with this is to realize that this is not you. This is something inside you that you can't see. You're like in a hypnotic state, even as you talk to me now. It's a hypnotic state, and I'm bringing you to attention. There's a dark side in you that you brought home. It was lurking there, waiting for an opportunity. And it took it. And now you're going to have to go through maybe a little exorcism. It may happen that way. And I would invite you to my ranch at no charge whatsoever for as long as it takes. And I will help you if you'd like to come up to the Tall Timber Ranch. And we work together. I'll help you. I'll help you in person. I'll do anything I can. But I think you may not be able to do this. You know, I don't know where you live. But I think if you can grasp the simplicity of your salvation, all you need to do is recognize that reaction is left behind, but it's still there. And because it's coming from a dark side in you that just appeared again to test you. And I'm glad you called me. That's right. And so it may not have been anything at all. And so that's that dark side. And so once you recognize you have a dark side, which you think is you talking to, you think this force is your weakness, but this force is its weakness for you to buy it, that it's your job to fix it. In other words, do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, Roy. Yes. And if this, now I realize, it also goes back to my childhood.
Yes.
When I was 6, 9, 12 years old, I didn't know my dad until he came home from prison. He was a terrible alcoholic.
I see.
And he used to come in the middle of the night drunk and pull me out of bed and strap me with his belt he had around his pants. He would take off and wake me up at 1 o'clock in the morning, beat me. So when I was in Vietnam, and then we would get rocketed and mortared at night, when I woke up, I realized it was the same terror I had as a kid.
There Everybody you go. Said there it is again. It's the same spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, I said, yeah. I said, I know what this is. I already grew up like this. It didn't shock me because I already knew what it was.
Yes.
But it made it even worse for me later on. And that's why for 10 years I lived in the hell. And one night, when I listened to the radio, I used to listen to WBZ out of Boston. I heard you, and I sounded a tone with what you were saying, and shortly after that, I was healed. It was miraculous. And so I've traveled all these years, and this last year, this has come again, and I've sat quietly in the morning and in the evening and tried to just withdraw and see what it is, but you put your finger on it when you said there's a dark space there yet. Yes, Roy, there is, and I don't know how to deal with
that,
Roy.
But that's what kills all your brothers. It's still there, hiding. You are a very strong, noble person, and so it waits for a long time until you feel satisfied and everything's going right. And then it spoils it right away. It appears, and it's speaking to you. Now, you understand hypnosis, don't you? You've probably seen, I think a very good education would be for you and other people to go to my website, to a website called, you Google it, Roy Masters Hypnosis Demonstration, where I take a person, and an intelligent person with degrees, and make him take his shoes off and tell him when he comes up there, I'm going to make you take your shoes off and put them on the wrong feet, on the wrong side of the foot, whatever, you're on the wrong shoes. I can't to get myself confused. The left shoe on the right foot, you know what I'm trying to say.
I got you.
So he goes into that little trance, which was very easy. By the time he got to where I was, he was there. And so I said, I'm going to make you take your shoes off, but you won't know it's me. And I'm going to ask you, do you remember I told you when you were coming up that I was going to make you do it? And you'll think it's your idea. So to cut a long story short, if you watch that, you'll see that dark side in yourself. I'm acting the part of the dark side in that particular scenario. And so he opens his eyes. Nothing seems to have happened. He starts to change his shoes. I said, hey, just a minute. Didn't I tell you I'd make you do it? He says, yes. I said, well, why did you do it? He said, well, they feel uncomfortable. He, even though he remembers me saying him that made, I was going to make him do it, he remembered it. He remembered it and says, yes, I heard you say that, but this is my idea. This they feel uncomfortable. Well, how do the audience feel? Well, they're stubborn. In other words, he couldn't see me. He could not see me. But I awoke him. Listen, hold the line. I'm going to take a break here. Can you hold for a little bit? Well, I need to... Oh, okay. We've got time. Okay, let's do it. Yes, I've got... Dwayne, are you still there, Dwayne?
Yes.
Now, see, what I demonstrated, that's why it's so important on that Roy Masters Hypnosis Generation demonstration. What I demonstrated is that while I'm standing right next to him, right in that very moment, I said, you're going to make an excuse for this, aren't you? Well, he does. He makes an excuse. He does not see me, does not recognize me. He remembers what I said, but doesn't see that it's my idea. He thinks of it, his own idea. And doesn't matter how many times I tell him that. Why did you do it? Well, my shoes were uncomfortable. Well, why do you keep it that way? Well, I feel they're more comfortable. Why does the audience do it? Well, they're just, you know, he talks to the audience and he tries to convince them that their shoes are wrong. He tries to convince them. That was another program. You won't see it on that particular, but that's what they do. They try to convince other people to change their shoes around because that's normal. It becomes the norm. What I'm trying to tell you, you have that in you. You have a hypnotist inside you, and that's the spirit of Paradise Lost. And it comes through the women into the men. And we're going to do a subject matter on that. So tomorrow we'll talk about that kind of thing. So you have that inside you. Understand, this is not you doing it. It's something doing it, that, whatever it is, making you feel guilty, making you feel responsible for the fact that you're losing it. So stop trying. It's not you.
Okay.
You're not you at all.
I know.
You recognize it right away. Yeah. You recognize it.
And Roy, I'm a devout Catholic.
Yes.
And so I've read so much of the scriptures where the Christ would actually call things out of people.
That's right.
And I'm wondering if that's what he was about when he would call things out of people.
That's correct.
Is that right?
And I can call that out of you right now. But it's best that all you need is to recognize, oh, it's the one that's doing it, me. It's using my mind and my body as if it was its own. And it doesn't know, and he doesn't know that it's me doing this. And the minute you turn around and say, hey, that's not me, it's you. And the minute you know you recognize that you see it's not you, you're cured. It will come out. You have an exorcism by yourself. So don't be afraid if that happens. Or it just goes.
Yeah, I'm frightened of that, Roy.
No, you wouldn't. I don't know when this happens. When this can happen, you must not be afraid of it. It's afraid of you. Did you know the fear in you is not, the fear in you is not your fear. It's it fearing. It's a fear that you might see. You might trust me and say, I see that. And the minute it's all over. The minute you see it's not you. Because as long as you think it is you, you're going to try to, you'll be subject to the temptation to fix it. See that? Of yourself, you can do nothing. You can't fix it. You're a Catholic. You should know of yourself. Even Jesus said, of myself, I can do nothing. You see it? So you don't have
Father
to do anything.
Dealt it through me.
You don't have to do anything. All you need is to turn around in the manner of speaking and say, I see who you are. You're the dark side. You're that person, that, what, God, Eve, and then Adam. And through one man, death through sin spread through the human race. Got it? And
yes,
so,
you know, Roy, that what you're saying to me is that's the way somehow in my brain to find eternal life through Christ.
But you do
understand. Separated.
But you know, redemption is there for you before you're born. Because you never ever committed anything. It was the thing that committed it through you. It used your body. It wasn't really you, but your trouble is you tried to be a better person in every way you could. But that is not the pure better. It is the best thing you can do. You did as much as your fallen nature could bear. And then you have to come to the point of understanding that no matter how much you are manipulated in this sense to try to fix yourself, you only get worse.
Yes, Roy, I might take you up on coming out there.
Absolutely, you'll be my guest. And you'll be by yourself for a while because I have to work. I have to take care of my wife and, you know, situations, but I'll be there and I'll bring you over to my house.
No, I acknowledge what you're saying, and I'm going to consider that tonight.
I would love that.
All right. I will take that challenge on, and I will do my best to set something up next week. I have a business, and I will endeavor to see what I can do to make some plans to do that.
All right, and then we have Sunday morning conversation, and then maybe I know. As long as you know it isn't you, don't try to fix it. And then you're going to feel a little bit of fear and anxiety, but it's not your anxiety. It's the anxiety of it. It's afraid because it's been living through you all these years. And when it lives through people, which it does, and turn people against each other, which it does, see, and demoralize, and then glorify demoralization in many ways, it creates two kinds of people. People who are semi-good and the people who are really bad. And in America, we need to not be semi-good because right this now you're semi-good. You're almost there.
Yeah.
But in order for you to be a good soldier of God, you have to be all of Him, the extension of Him and not extension of what's in you. And so...
Well, I want free from it. I want my freedom.
Well, you get freedom by just recognizing that you did not sin. The sin has made a home in you, and if you look at it with a light of understanding, it can't stand it, and it becomes afraid. But the fear is it being afraid, not you being afraid. You must not tangle up the feelings, because the feelings are that which it gives you to keep you from seeing.
See?
I think you get it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
See, because the
Thank
feelings
so
that come
here,
yes, the feelings that come from the inside is the feeling of the dark side. It tempts you to be something, to fix something, to be something you're not, and then look for a reward, or be angry with yourself, and then you're angry with the enemy inside you, and it wants you to be angry with it because then it puts more itself in you. You need to just drop all that anger now. Dust that causes you to struggle and to try. No more. Let it go and get out of him. Make sure I'll give you my phone number. If you talk to my office tomorrow, they'll give you my phone number. And send an email, because it could be anybody and not you. So find a way to get my phone number by calling the office or getting them to somehow to recognize me.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we have another caller on the program. The number is 800-866-8883. I do hope you enjoyed the program, and especially with our veteran, and understand that there are forces you cannot see and programming that trigger and reinforce your behaviors and frustrations. And when you get upset with those frustrations, and you, when you When you think you've got better and it only get worse, you got shock and anger. There's always anger at something. But in the journey, I would have you go, as with the veteran that just called, is for you to take the 7-minute meditation. It's no charge, and you may not need anything else. I would say 50% of the people listening to me right now will have a tremendous benefit without understanding where it's all coming from. It's almost like you understand without knowing why you understand, and know why you know without knowing why you know. It's magic. And you find that everything gets better. And then you're not getting upset and people can't disturb you. You disturb people just by existing. It's good. And you don't understand why they're upset. But if they're upset by your goodness, you win. You bring goodness into them. And instead of that, they're taking pieces from you and taking you apart. All right, now we can take Karen in Boston. Hello, Karen.
Hi, I'm from Massachusetts. Yeah. Massachusetts.
Now, what can I do for you?
Having remorse of things that I've done, is that like a conscience? Is that like
I like the word remorse if it's real.
I have a lot of remorse, and I get like sick feelings about things that I've done.
Well, remorse, does it produce sick feelings? It's not supposed to. See, in other words, you are troubled by the fact that you have remorse. It's painful. So you've got to be careful not to be angry at the remorse, which is a little bit painful, because it's pain that's...
Oh.
You see that?
I'm not really angry with it.
Say it again?
It's kind of like just a sick feeling, sadness feeling.
But when you stub your foot, let's say you hurt yourself, stub your foot. Uh-huh. Well, you don't have to get angry with it, but most people do.
So, I know that's
the point I'm making. So when you start to feel remorse or you feel guilty, then step back from it and just watch the guilt and the light within you resolves it. But if you stub your foot and get angry with your foot, you could have a problem with your feet. Psychologically, the mind it explodes with all kinds of mischief, disease, sickness, drugs, alcohol, anything.
Yeah.
All the different diseases.
Abuser.
See,
I'm a drug abuser. Now you just stop and think.
Why do you take drugs? Just focus a little bit. You want to take away the feeling.
Yeah.
See, it's the feeling that's killing you. And so when you get, but then you absorb the feeling, but you're absorbing a wrong salvation. You're being saved from being saved. In other words, every high, that which has destroyed you is now coming to save you from seeing the truth about yourself. When you have a problem, and when you are subject to the world around you shapes you like evolution, like pressures and stresses on animals makes them stronger. But with human beings, stress has two factors. One, it makes you worse if you're subject to it. And when you're subject to it, it produces problems which change you and degrade you, and you become less of a person. And then you begin to feel anxiety, and you don't know what it is, but it's taking a shape in you. Like the soldier that veteran just called. There's a thing inside him. See, and it's inside you too. It's inside every human being, every person who...
It doesn't want to commit to meditating.
But you recognize it. But you recognize it. You see it already. Why can't you see it and say, I got you. It's not me. what I just did, what the drug I just took, you made me do that. But I didn't know you were there. I didn't know you had this control over me. But the minute you turn around and face it, the light inside you causes it to lose its power. That's it. And a whole new scenario, and a whole new scene, a whole new process of involution rather than devolution. What you're going into now is devolution. The more you the more you think is you have to take away the pain and look for salvation from drugs is doing like footsies, playing footsies with the devil. Don't you see that? All you're doing is, you see a dope pusher has to find a dope and make him feel better. But feeling better is actually making him worse. And the worse he is, the more anxiety he has, and he doesn't understand, he doesn't see that the person that looks like his friend, even though he's paying money for drugs, he looks forward for that person to rise out of hell from the dark shadows of the jungles in South America to rise to his occasion as if he was a king on the throne when he was just a dirty old stupid person of a drug addict. And the drug pusher is emboldened and made, he feels better and richer by the destruction of his of that person. He feels you're feeding the dark side, the force. You're feeding the dark side.
I know, and I just deleted his number, so I don't have his number anymore, so I can't call him. So
who are you talking about?
My drug dealer.
Oh, yes. Good for you.
I deleted his number from my phone, and I don't have it memorized, so I can't call him anymore. Because I've decided I just don't want it. I can't keep doing this every day. I mean, I don't want to.
Listen. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now just be nice and quiet. Okay? Let's do a little game here. And with your eyes closed, sit down. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So put your right hand by your side. Okay?
Okay.
And close your eyes. And only answer me yes.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
I've lost her.
Hello?
All right. We just lost you for a second. Yeah. Here I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, did you lose me? All right. Okay, so let's start again. Close your eyes and look at your eyelids. Now, I want you to understand, but what does it mean by looking at your eyelids? Just be conscious of your eyelids, and that's what I mean by it. And then you see little pixels, little stars, little bright little objects moving, different colors maybe, moving across the screen of your mind. Can you see that? Okay, it's good. That's very good. Now, quietly say yes to everything I say or no. See, now, keep your eyes closed and look at those, enjoy those little pixels moving across the screen of your mind. Now, be aware of your right hand. And be aware of the first finger of your right hand, and just be conscious that it exists. That's all I want you to do, is to be conscious that it exists, and that finger will start to tingle with happiness. See the tingling in the finger? The first finger?
Yes.
See that? Be aware of it. Okay, now, see magic. You're giving it energy from within. Doesn't take much. Doesn't take hardly anything. Try the second finger. And does the same thing. It's like a happy person. It's happy that you're aware of it. And it's got a new boss. And you have a new boss. Go ahead with the third finger. You feel the fingers now? The third finger's going to go tingling, right? Tingle?
Yeah.
Just being aware? Only by just being aware? Okay, little finger?
Yeah.
Okay. Little finger as well? Okay.
I can feel them all.
Now, while I'm talking to you, yeah, sure. No, while I'm talking to you, don't do it. Don't say anything. Just look at your eyelids, watch it. But you can almost see your hand. You can almost have a, like it's a hand within a hand. It is a spiritual hand. You can see it next to you. It's almost like seeing it. It's there. But just be aware of that. And your hand is tingling. Go from one finger to the other. And then start with the thumb finger, second finger, third finger. Keep doing that while I'm talking. Would you please? Thank you very much. Now something magic is happening. See, now something magic is happening. And your consciousness, as you look at your eyelids, is looking at the surface of your brain. And those little pixels are like a thumb drive to the computer. It's giving it program. And that's what it is. When you're lost in your thoughts, that doesn't happen. See, when you have fantasies, it does happen from the wrong way around. But right now, those thoughts, the dark side of the force can't touch you. You're stepping back, and you're like a lens or crystal lens. And it's shining. That's the light shining on the inside of your eyelids. That's it. That's the light shining on the brain. And the brain is now taking the program. And you understand program now because it's just like a computer. This is very similar, except it's God that's giving you this. It's the Spirit of God doing this to you. And so therefore, you love that. There's something good about that that will relieve you of your anxiety and give you confidence. And all you need to do with respect to Him that saves you is to forgive your father first and your mother next. Let it go. And
yes,
that immediately transfer your loyalty to Him. That's why you can do it. The fact that you can do it means something magical has just happened. You have transferred your loyalty from your father and mother, who could not know what they were doing, and their great-great-great-great-grandfathers, all the same. So they know not what they do, so you don't have to judge them anymore. You're free. Open your eyes.
Okay.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel calmer.
Yes?
I think I feel relaxed.
Yes? Now we're back with Karen. Go ahead, Karen. We just keep going now.
Why do I want to keep smoking cigarettes, even though after I don't know what that is.
I tell you what. Do you have any cigarettes there?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a cigarette there? I want you to take it out.
Yes, I do.
And
take your cigarette out?
Light it.
And light it?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold
yes.
on. I just got to get the lighter.
But don't breathe it. Don't breathe it in. Just taste. I want you to taste it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
Yes, I am.
But don't breathe it. Don't breathe it. Don't breathe it in. Just take a mouthful of it and keep it in your mouth. I want you to taste it. Are you doing that?
Uh-huh.
What does it taste like?
Tastes like garbage.
But that's what it is, isn't it? So you see, it's not easy to smoke. You don't want to smoke anymore. The real you doesn't want it. The bad you does, but you've disobeyed it.
I've been treating my anxiety with cigarettes. And it's causing me more anxiety.
I know, but you don't need to. But I know, it's right. So now you can look at the cigarette as the enemy. And those who supply as the adversary. And you'll be free from that now. You won't need to smoke.
I was free from it for a long time, and all of a sudden I just started... I
want you to try to take... But just see what it feels like now to breathe it in. See what happens.
I have to say, I kind of enjoy it.
You
that
did.
Bad? Does that mean I'm... Am I bad?
No, not at all.
My grandmother
spoke. Not at all.
And she died of a heart attack. And they say I'm just like her.
Yes.
And she smoked, you know. And
no. Now, listen carefully. What I want you to do is when you have an anxiety, instead of taking the cigarette, be conscious of the anxiety. You don't want to make it go away with the cigarette, otherwise that is an upside down salvation. You get worse and sick and die. But just for that moment, just be aware, a very poignant moment. I want you to be aware of the anxiety and wait for it to go away.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Now, Sharon, all I want you to do is whenever you have the anxiety, which is relieved but made worse by the use of a cigarette or any other kind of thing that makes you feel better than you deserve, all I want you to do is from now onwards to become conscious of the anxiety and face it, because it means you're looking at, you're beginning to look at the distance between your God and that which tempts. So that cannot be cured by the cigarette. It can only be cured by the fact that your awareness of it, just like the tinglings in your fingers, when you become aware that it exists, don't mind the feeling of anxiety as it appears. Simply watch it and realize that it is not you at all. It is not your fault at all. It's not for you to try to fix it. All I want you to do is look at it. That's all I want you to do.
Okay.
And you call me,
okay.
Would you? And meditate with that little meditation. As much as I can do, as much as I can do on this program, but you're already feeling better, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, that's good. So now you have control over yourself, if you wish.
I don't want to take any pills either, because some say I've prescribed anxiety pills. And
let it be so.
I don't want to keep doing
it. But it will be that way now, your desire, your love. You don't want to be that way. You don't have to struggle. Just watch the anxiety. Every anxiety you watch goes away. And pretty soon there is no anxiety.
I have a good life. I run my own cleaning business. I've been doing it for almost 20 years.
No, listen, you're an intelligent young lady, but all goes away
if you continue
the way you've been going. I want to guide you to Paradise Lost. That's all.
Yes, sir.
It's a very little thing to do is to look at anxiety and understand those forces you can't see that is driving you in the wrong directions. And people,
and
people that rise like cigarette manufacturers and dope and drugs, they rise to the occasion and give you a sense of worth that's worthless. It's a fake salvation. See that?
Oh.
It's all fake.
I understand that.
That's good. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
The same to you. All right. Well, almost near the end of this hour. And my name's Roy Masters. The number to call my office is 800-877-3227. You can call day and night because we have very good answering service. Very good. And so we're very happy with them. Ever since we had that program where we begged for money for a little bit. But please support the program, so don't let us beg. Just be gracious and understand that the reason why you can hear this program is because there are people who love you. And they support the program and pay it forward. See, paying it forward means you don't know who has allowed me to reach you. Who's, I can't find the word, It's enables me to do what I couldn't do without them. So maybe you want to be one of those. And then by giving, you get. You'd be surprised. You see, a selfish person always looks for pleasure for himself. And the person who tries to imitate it will give the shirt off their back and then die from, leukemia, something like that, or some kind of horrible things, because you only got something of your only your flesh and your mind, that's all you got. But what if you're the agent of that? So the more you give, the more you have to give. And the more you have to give, the more you have to give. It never stops until it shapes you into a new and different person, ready for paradise lost. So there's no death. See? What do you think you put on this earth for? To be born like an animal and die like an animal? Or be murdered, be eaten like an animal? Yes, you could be in terrible fear for your life. But if you can learn to deal with it calmly, whatever comes, whatever it is, big or small, hold your ground. Make sure that you're not intimidated, annoyed, upset. None of those things. Because the dark side of the force wants to make you feel, and drugs make you feel like you're alive when you're dead. And you think make you you're living. Is illusion when you're dying. Do you understand now that there's meaning in life? And when you follow that inner light, the dark side melts away. You might have a little exorcism, who knows? Okay, so I spend my first hour talking to you about my book, Understanding Sexuality. I shall continue tomorrow and the next day. And the day after that, I'm going to stay on that book because I am focusing on the family, because the socialists, the Marxists have taken over the country by putting one of their diplomats, a tempter, on the doorstep of the women in the house, and glorified them, and made men into nothing. And looking and cause them to invite men into them so they can get into the men. And the dark side through the woman getting into the man, who falls from what love is all about, which is what you need to be a woman. Okay. Okay, but my office number is 800-877-3227. We have an answering service which does very well, so you can call any day of the night and the weekends if you want to. But in the daytime, it's 8 to 9 West Coast time. FHU.com is the website. And 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227 is the phone number. Let me give you the phone number, please. Again, 800-877-3227. That is my office number, day and night, weekends and everything. We have an answering service, which is very good. Thank you. And let me see. Then we have a post office box. Post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Go to my website and go to get that book that I was reading in the first hour. And the PRIS program repeats itself. FHU.com. But you go to FHU.com and listen to my program Refed. Okay, thank you, with friends.